This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Iran says Israel is to blame for the blackout at the country's underground Natanz nuclear site. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Saeed Katabzadeh said the uranium enrichment centrifuges were damaged. He also said Iran would take unspecified revenge against Israel. Nuclear Chief Ali Akbar Salehi called Sunday's incident an act of nuclear terrorism. The International Atomic Energy Agency said Sunday that it was aware of the situation but did not elaborate. Citing two intelligence officers, the New York Times reported that the incident was a severe blow to Iran's ability to enrich uranium and could take up to 9 months to restore Natanz. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin landed at an Israeli Air Force base on Monday. He's due to inspect the country's much-vaunted Iron Dome missile defense system. He was greeted by Israeli Defense Minister Benny Gantz when he landed. Austin is on his first trip to Israel since he became Pentagon chief in January. His visit coincides with a new rise in tension between Israel and Iran after the Natanz nuclear facility blackout. The key backdrop to Austin's visit is the Israeli government's concern about Washington's efforts to rejoin the Iran nuclear deal. Japan has begun vaccinating its elderly residents against COVID-19. Tokyo is imposing a set of tougher restrictions to blunt a fourth wave of the pandemic. Only about 120 sites across Japan opened Monday to distribute the first dose of the two-shot Pfizer vaccine to people 65 and up. Officials say they expect about 100 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine to arrive by the end of June, as the country races to vaccinate as many people as possible in time for the Tokyo Olympics. This is VOA News. Aid groups say Myanmar's efforts to contain the novel coronavirus have been crumbling since a February 1st coup. The coup has plunged parts of the country into chaos, raising fears of a third wave of infections. The military takeover has set off daily and increasingly violent confrontations with protesters across the country. A local rights group claims soldiers and police have rounded up thousands of people and killed more than 700, dozens of children among them, in a bid to quell resistance. A so-called civil disobedience movement has also seen thousands of public and private sector workers go on strike. Sources told VOA that thousands of doctors and nurses have walked off the job to join the strikes. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's Christian Democratic Union's executive committee backed Chairman Armin Laschet on Monday as candidate for the next leader. Merkel is not seeking a fifth term after leading Germany for 16 years. Laschet declared Sunday that he was prepared to run for chancellor in the national elections to be held in September. Laschet, who is currently the prime minister of Germany's most populous state, North Rhine-Westphalia, was elected as CDU leader in January. Monday, Britain began reopening after nearly 3 months under a strict lockdown. The lockdown was in response to a new wave of infections sparked by a more transmissible strain of the coronavirus discovered late last year in the southeast county of Kent. Thousands of gyms, hair salons, retail shops, and zoos reopened their doors across England, along with bars and restaurants, which are limited to just outdoor service. Similar restrictions remain in place in Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland, which have their own timetables for reopening. Britain has the sixth highest number of COVID-19 infections in the world, with 4.3 million confirmed cases, including more than 127,000 deaths, according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. India has overtaken Brazil as the country with the second highest COVID-19 infections. The 168,912 cases added within 24 hours pushed India's total to 13.5 million, while Brazil has 13.4 million, according to data compiled by Johns Hopkins University. India also reported 904 deaths within 24 hours, which is the fourth highest behind the United States, Brazil, and Mexico. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.